So, Henry, I know the story, but what were some of the, if you had to pick, I don't know, two, three key changes in this community or important moments in this community, what were they? I haven't asked you about the Yom Kippur War yet, but and I should, but what were taken in any order, either three incredible moments when the Jewish community here really changed?
There are three. There clearly are three, which basically converted us from just a group of Jews living scattered throughout the city, belonging, many of whom belonged to either the Reform Temple or the Conservative Synagogue. I don't even know if we had a Jewish Orthodox minyan in those days, but it converted that group into a community. Okay, with a basic, and there are three things. One was the newspaper. The other was the Jewish Center, Chuck and Sharon Newman, who else was involved?
Irv Smokler.
Irv Smokler,
Yes, for
Irving
sure.
Carroll Smokler, right? And there were a number of others, and I remember going to organizational meetings for that also. And so we got a Jewish Center, and then we decided it's time to have a federation. So we organized ourselves into small groups who would go to various houses and hold parlor meetings, try to convince the members of the community that we really now needed to have a Jewish federation, because we now had a lot of things going on in our community. We needed some organization to kind of be the guiding light behind all these various activities and to bring them under one umbrella. And that was successful. Okay, so I look back upon those three activities, which I was very fortunate to have been involved with from virtually the very beginning, and I can look upon that with a tremendous sense of pride.
73, Yom Kippur War. What do you remember?
Well, being scared again, like I was in the Six-Day War, I remember I don't remember what my job was in the United Jewish Appeal at that point. I may have even been the president at that point. I can't, president or head of fundraising, I can't remember. But we put together almost emergently a fundraising. No, normally our fundraising had been later on in the year, actually in the following spring. But instead of waiting for the following spring, you know, we put together a whole fundraising operation, entire community fundraising, which I don't know how we managed to pull it off, but we pulled it off in about a week or something like that. And we had a big meeting again in the old Hillel Beth Israel building, where we actually got people from all over the community to get up. And that's the first time I remember people getting up and announcing their gifts. It was very important. People got up and announced their gifts. It was a very successful, as I remember, a very successful fundraising operation, which we felt was critical. It had to be done.
You've also been a Jewish member of the faculty of the University of Michigan for how many years?
45. This is my 45th year.
And when you first came, how obvious was it that people were Jewish? And has that changed over the years in people's identification or admission that they were Jewish?
Well, when I first came, basically it was the faculty that was here was the same faculty that was here when I was in medical school and in residency, and we kind of knew who was Jewish, but there certainly were some departments that were had very few, if any, Jews, and even some of them had reputations as being anti-Semitic, and we knew that there were some faculty who were Jewish but who didn't want to admit That on the other hand, the Department of Pathology was entirely different. You know, everybody who was Jewish was openly Jewish. There was not a problem there. My chairman had no problems. He basically was interested in hiring the best people he could. He didn't care who they were.
What was his name?
French, Jim French, amazing guy. But there was not a problem in our department. And there were a number of other departments that there weren't really problems more. But over the course of the years, all this problem of Jews in various departments disappeared completely as new chairman came into these departments and established new outlooks, new points of view. It was gradual. There was some major changes occurred during the 70s. I think a lot of the old supposedly anti-Semitic chairmen were replaced by new non-anti-Semitic chairmen. And right now there's not an issue at all.
So talk about the salon for a minute, because that is a good idea that we supported, and I had forgotten. I didn't mention it, and it's new. Is it 3 or 4 years we've been doing this?
I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
It's somewhere, you know, these years pass very quickly as you get to a certain age. Well, you talk about the salon.
No, go ahead.
Huh? Well, no, you talk, because you were more involved with it, and you know all the players. You know, you've been involved with some of these kids.
Well, my concern is much the question I'm asking you. Who's going to pick up the banner going forward? You know, we've done our share and we continue, but you're right. The young people need to have the leadership opportunities. And Salon brings together, I think, 30-somethings. I think 30-something professionals, married, singles, to learn more about the Jewish community and set their own agenda. I think the powerful thing, although it's sponsored by the Federation, it allows these folks to make a list of the things they're interested in and then facilitates them finding out more by bringing in speakers and having activities. And they really have taken on the challenge and begun to build something that's going to be lasting for them. So, yeah, I had forgotten about that. You're right.
Yeah, and from what we've heard, it's been very successful.
It has been very successful.
Remarkably successful. Well, first of all, just getting these young people together, Jewish young people together is a recurring theme,
isn't it? Sure. Maccabi Games, Salon.
That's right. I mean, this is,
Hebrew Day School.
I say, this is what I want from the community, is that they get the young people involved, the young people take over the leadership roles.